Welcome into Cashback Radio. I'm Brad Dalius. Hope your week is off to a great start. Broadcasting financial success each and every Tuesday night here on Cashback Radio. If you just started to tune in the last couple of weeks, hope you've been enjoying yourself. We've been enjoying having you on the show. If you've missed our old episodes from way back when we started back in March, hard to believe the show's been running now for a couple of months. And as we continue to head into the Summer of Savion, as the big Summer of Savion continues here into the end of July, great episodes in the past. If you haven't checked them out before, you can always catch up with us on demand. The link always stays the same. It's cashbackradiolive.com. Really excited to have here on Cashback Radio. This guy has literally traveled everywhere for the company. And when I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. He's done a phenomenal job. Big part of the Savion global launch event last month back in Las Vegas. Great time there. He had a very integral role in everything that went down. Also for the national launch of the company back in February in Las Vegas as well. As we're joined tonight here on Cashback Radio by Savion Chief Marketing Director, Steve Gwecki. Steve, what's going on, man? Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Brad. Happy to be here. Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes. Absolutely. Great to have you on.
Great to be here.
So, Steve, initially here I thought we would kind of talk about the beginnings of Savion and compare it to where we are now, obviously. Opened officially last October, and we've been going strong ever since. We've only gotten bigger and stronger in general, and it's amazing. And this is something I talk about all the time with people. It's amazing to me and a lot of other people who have seen the company grow here up close, from a close vantage point over the last several months or so, how fast the company has grown. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And I'm curious to get your take on what it's been like from your vantage point and your perspective as the chief marketing director overseeing a lot of different aspects of the company. What's been your take on the growth of the company here in the initial months and where we were at initially when we started and now as we are today here on July 19th, 2016. Kind of take us through your journey from your eyes, from the company starting as to where we are now.
Absolutely, Brad. I tell you what, it's just been an amazing, amazing journey over the last 9 months with Savion. As I'm thinking back right now to those early days in November of 2015 where we've just barely had a website and a conference call and a webinar, and that was really to the extent of our marketing at that point, marketing the cashback, retail shopping membership. And, we started plugging in a few events back then. I can remember attending my first event November 12th in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, with about 30, 40 people there. And, that was the first of many, 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 many stops for me. As you said earlier on the opening about the travel side, I have been all over, everywhere, as the song says. I've been everywhere. It truly is the way it's been for me here in the U.S. the last 9 months, but also now going overseas. But it's just been an amazing evolution. I think, some of the guys here that have been with us since the beginning, we all kind of talked about what this thing could grow into, and we had an idea in the back of our mind where this might go, but I don't think any one of us at this point could have imagined how rapidly Savion has taken off across the globe, and to the extent of what this company has become, it's just grown and morphed into something bigger and bigger and bigger, way beyond the scope of what we first thought it was going to be. And now it's even, on a path of becoming a company way bigger, I think, than we could have dreamed of. So it's I have to say I'm very, very excited, and I'm very thrilled to be a part of this company, especially from the early beginning, and to have witnessed what I have seen in growth, over the last 9 months is amazing. And it doesn't say that, it hasn't been challenging. I mean, we've had times where we've been tested, in our growth, and sometimes companies, when they grow as fast as we are, do encounter challenges and unforeseen turns in the road, and But you know, I think I'm really proud of our leadership team, our leaders in the field, our affiliates. You know that we've all banded together and we all see a common vision for the future of Savion, for how it's going to, you know, change people's lives around this globe. And you know that we have a mission of helping people save money with cashback shopping, and really just helping the average family out there, you know, generate an additional couple $200-$300 a month in cashback savings. It's huge for families right now. And the opportunity, of course, to be an affiliate and generate additional residual income is amazing. So, you know, Brad, I every single day, I thank God, you know, for the opportunity to be a part of Savion and to be in the position I'm at. My heart's filled with gratitude for this company and for the people involved, and I just love what I do.
Going off of a couple of things you mentioned there, Steve, first off, the strong leadership that the company has demonstrated over the last several months. You talk about having the ability to be resilient, to persevere. Those are all qualities that you need to have strong leadership and to get through challenges through the company, because every company is going to have them. There's no doubt about that. They might not all come in the same shape or size, but they're going to be there nevertheless. Just expand on that, Steve, if you could. You know, having strong leadership, what it's meant to this company, I don't think it can be stressed enough, you know, what it's meant to have it there in place the company is now with it as compared to where it could have been without strong leadership.
Yeah, you know, there's an expression that you're only as strong as your weakest link. And, you know, there's no stronger chain of leadership than we have here at Savion. And that's from our corporate team all the way to our affiliate leaders and our mastermind leaders and five-star leaders out there in the field that really help us, you know, keep us on track with our affiliate teams around the globe. And, you know, we really don't have a lot of companies, you know, they might have a few really strong leaders. They might have some that kind of panic in a crisis mode or in a very negative situation or a circumstance or a challenge that comes up. And they might, you know, instead of embracing the challenge and finding solutions, they may go the other direction, and it can cause trouble. And sometimes it can really stir up issues for distributors and affiliates in the industry whenever they're going through a crisis mode. But I got to tell you, the leadership in the field that we have here at Savion with our five-star leader team and our mastermind team and our corporate team, you know, we just banded together and everyone arm in arm locked in, and we just kind of circled the wagons and we weathered the storm. We just decided that, you know what, we believe too much in what we're doing to just roll over, you know, when faced with some obstacles and challenges. And we put our collective minds together, and, you know, we just found solutions that would work to keep us moving forward. And I think really I think a lot of people out there in the industry counted us out, would have thought that we weren't going to make it. And I'm very proud to say that we're still here. And not only are we still here, but we are absolutely exploding around the globe. And, you know, we're proud of the fact that, you know, we have weathered some pretty big storms. And we came through it. We survived it. Our people survived it. And, you know, we're a testament of what happens when you have a common vision and you have a people that feel like they're on the mission with you. They will stand behind you. And we saw evidence of that here this past 9 months.
No doubt the company is thriving, and not only is the company doing well, it's really doing well because records are being set. I understand there was a new Savion. There's a new record that the company hit today. They have close to 4,000 affiliates currently making a residual income, which is amazing in itself. This doesn't happen all the time, right, Steve? It's very impressive. And talking about the members and affiliates specifically, obviously you have a lot making a residual income. But getting to know members of a company, I think, adds a different dynamic to it, especially from a corporate side of things. As the marketing director, I know you personally have gotten to know a lot of people, especially a lot of the international folks over in Guam and to your trip there, and also in South Korea. You've got to meet a bunch of different, a diverse group of people, What's it been like, Steve, to personally get to know the members and affiliates on that kind of a level?
Well, it's incredible. You know, I mean, from my earlier days in the industry, I dreamt about days like this when I would get a chance to work with people from around the world. I've always had that dream of traveling and being a part of a company that would grow internationally. And so it's amazing right now for me, even as I speak, I'm just kind of thinking about how I'm really getting to live my dream with this position of being the chief marketing officer and traveling and so forth, because I've always been a person about helping people, and I love to see people win. And I love to see average people get above average or even way above average results in what they're doing. And, you know, with Savion, with this amazing compensation program and this cashback membership, no matter which way a person is involved, if they just want to shop and save or if they want to build a team, they win. I love it. I mean, it's just absolutely it's the best way to build a network marketing business is to know that the people you approach are going to win no matter what. They get to win shopping and just being a member, or they get to win also building a team and building residual income. And, you know, we have helped a lot of people, as you mentioned, Brad, 4,000 people now touching residual income from the lowest of $5 a day, with some people making as much as $300 a day. We have one individual in the company making over that, $500 a day residual income already in less than a year's time of being in business. It's incredible. And, you know, we have thousands of people I know that are over that VIP level, which is $600 a month residual income. I got to tell you, you know, Brad, in the last 7 years since the Great Recession of 2009, it hurt a lot of families. I mean, a lot of families out there were buried because of the real estate crisis. A lot of people lost their homes. A lot of people forced into bankruptcy. A lot of people had to downsize their jobs and pick up other careers. I mean, it was a disaster for many, many families. And a lot of people are just getting back to par where they might have been 6-7 years ago. And, you know, we have given people hope. We've given people an opportunity to pull themselves back out and to reignite their dreams again. A lot of people, you know, really, especially people that were pre-retirement, a lot of people got hurt with their retirement accounts and lost pensions because their companies went bankrupt. You know, and that's scary for a lot of people that were pre-retirement age, thinking, how am I going to retire now? Now I'm going to have to work into my 70s, you know. But we've got, for people of all levels, from people in their early 20s starting their families, from people, you know, that are just about ready to retire that now have that hope they can maybe hit that desired retirement age again, we've given them a vehicle that makes sense. It makes sense to the people in the United States. It makes sense to the people now in Canada. It makes sense to the people in Australia and Korea and the Philippines and Denmark and New Zealand. And, I mean, this thing is just it's universally appealing to the world. Because not only has the United States had its own form of financial crisis in the last 7 years, but there's many countries around the world that are having difficult times right now financially with currency situations going on, and some countries having, you know, major crisis, you know, that their country's on the verge of collapse. So it's obviously financial issues are not just an American problem, but there's concerns around the globe of people, how they're going to support their families and retire. And Bill Savion is a breath of fresh air for so many people, because it's something so easily understood. Everybody gets cashback shopping. Everybody understands the value of building residual income, and we help people get there faster than any company in the industry, Brett.
Chief Marketing Officer Steve Gawecki joining us here on Cashback Radio. We've got more with Steve coming up after the break. Stay tuned. We're back right after this.
Discover a new career, clarify a new lifestyle, or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Welcome back to Cashback Radio. Brad Dalius with you tonight here on this Tuesday, July 19th edition of CBR. Chief Marketing Officer Steve Gawecki joining us tonight here on the program, talking about how the company has evolved from the start last October when it initially opened up to where we were in February at the national launch of the company, and then, of course, where we were last month in June with the global launch of the company. Now where we are here in the middle of the summer of Savion in July, and I think it's going to be a great finish to the summer here. The rest of the summer starting to get into the big vacation weeks here coming up, so people are going to be in that summer mode, and lots of good stuff to come, obviously, in the fall with the one-year anniversary celebration coming up back in Vegas at the end of October. So lots of good stuff coming up on the horizon. And, you know, Steve, we were talking about before the break how Savion appeals to not just a certain demographic, but all ages, young, middle, old. It works for everybody if they're open to it and if they see the real benefits that the company has to offer with cash back and so on, and, of course, the daily residual income. Getting the info out there, though, to people is something that is – there's so many platforms to do it now, and one of them is through video and webinars, and you are the king, I believe, of webinars and, you know, putting together them and, you know, the effort that it takes to put those together on a daily basis, you know, Sunday through Thursday, majority of the week, and you do a great job with them, Steve, and I'm curious to get your take on what the experience is like for you to do webinars, to get that information out there to the field, to effectively communicate it to the members and affiliates. So what's it been like for you? Have the webinars been enjoyable for you?
You know what? I absolutely love what I do. And webinars, of course, is the cornerstone of part of the service I bring to Savion. And it's something that goes back, you know, that I've been doing since I started in the industry over almost 23 years ago. You know, and it started off with conference calling for me, leading national conference calls with the various companies that I have been involved with over the last 20-plus years. And I have done probably well over 10,000-plus conference calls in that time frame. I mean, I've done a lot of conference calls. And then in the last 5 years, really bridged in heavy on the webinar scene. And, you know, I love webinars because I love the visual of the PowerPoint with the message, you know, being spoken as well. And then, of course, being able to mix in, you know, media, like actually pulling in videos, live videos, YouTube videos, and screen shares and stuff like that. So, you know, the way the technology is today, Brad, it's just incredible what we can do to reach an audience beyond, you know, our own city and town, state and country. But now, you know, we can reach a global audience, and I don't even have to go to China. I don't have to go to Korea or the Philippines. I really don't. I mean, we can build our company internationally, and I can do it right from my desk if we wanted to. But we love being out in the field and meeting people. And I wanted to go back for just a minute, Brad, if it's okay. I didn't feel like I really answered your one part of your question about what it feels like to meet people in Savion around the world, in Korea and Guam and so forth. And I got to tell you, It's one of the highlights of my life because, as I said, I've been dreaming about this opportunity to travel and to meet people, you know, for many, many, many years. And I just knew at one point in time the right opportunity would come along my path where I would have my shot to, you know, not do two passions of mine. One is travel, and two is to build, you know, a marketing team. I love to team build, and I love to travel. And, you know, this was the perfect opportunity. And being over in Korea and being in Guam, you know, was a chance to meet people from other cultures and to learn about how they do things in their country. And, you know, I have built some lifelong friends along the way, people that I truly, truly love and appreciate. and have been just, you know, wonderful additions to my circle of friends on Facebook and so forth that, you know, 9 months ago I would have never had a chance to meet those people. But now, because of Savion and the opportunities of the chief marketing officer, I'm getting those moments. So it's great to see people succeed, Brad. I mean, when I see people, you know, reaching new ranks and levels in Savion, and they're like, I know who they are. I mean, I've been to their city or town doing an event, you know, or I've been to their country, and I've spent time with them. We've had the chance to meet and shake their hand, mm-hmm. and, you know, it feels like family. You know, it feels like my family has grown to a global family, and that's how it feels here at Savion. It's just an amazing, amazing dynamic.
What's been the highlight, Steve, of your travels so far with Savion, the different places you've been to, the different countries? What's stood out to you the most? What have you most enjoyed?
Well, I think the part that I've enjoyed the most is the broader understanding of how people do business in other parts of the world. I think that was the most eye-opening experience for me when I really started to go outside the U.S. and get into other places. And you sort of think that you have an idea how people are going to, you know, do business and the kind of ways that they act and the way that they're going to respond to certain things. And I just learned that other cultures, they just have they're not all the same. We're not all the same. I mean, we all have the same goal and the same dream, and we all have the same vision, but the way that we do our business is uniquely different in different cultures. And I think that was probably one of the greatest eye-openers to me, you know, is just learning that you have to really know and understand in a global marketplace how people do business in their area, because it's not always like we do it here in the United States. And that was kind of an eye-opening experience. But as far as the favorite part, I mean, again, I'm very passionate about travel. I mean, if I wasn't when I retire, and I've already got my retirement plan laid out, I know what I'll do when I'm in my retirement, and that is I want to be a travel blogger and, you know, and continue to travel around the globe and to journal and take video and have a daily blog. And those are just things that I enjoy doing. So obviously one of the highlights of my travel with Savion is getting to go and visit these countries and to just take in the sights and to learn the history behind them. I really love history. So I try to get in a little bit of that, of course, while I'm over there. And then meeting the people, you know, again, it's building relationships. And I feel like, you know, someday when I'm ready to quit working and just enjoy life traveling, that I maybe would never have to find a hotel. My goal would be to have, you know, connections around the globe that will say, Steve, if you're nearby, come by, you can stay with us, you know. And that's really how I look at it. It's like a lifelong process of building connections and relationships around the world. So, Brad, that would be the answer. The highlight is the chance to learn and grow both, you know, in business and understanding of how our industry works overseas, but also to grow that base of friendship around the world.
Love it. Once again, we're talking with Savion Chief Marketing Officer Steve Gwecki. He's been kind enough to take some time out of his busy schedule to join us here tonight on Cashback Radio. Looking ahead, Steve, to October, the one-year anniversary of the company, it's never too early to look ahead. Obviously, we're just over 3 months out from that big celebration in Las Vegas. What are some things that people can maybe look forward to? Some things that are being planned in the works behind the scenes. Obviously, we're not going to give too much of anything away, but for people who are starting to look forward to it, because it will be here before we know it.
Yeah, it will be here before we know, no doubt about it. I mean, it's going to sneak up on us here, because once we get to the summer of Savion and the fall kicks in, and summer typically in the industry is a little bit of a slower time, although we haven't really found that to be true here at Savion, but industry-wide, it typically is a little bit slower time for most companies. But we all know industry-wide that it goes up a few notches after Labor Day weekend, and it really takes off when school starts getting back in, and it's going to fly by. So there's no doubt that October and the anniversary event is going to hit us before we know it. And as far as things, you know, to look forward to, I can tell you that I know one thing for sure. We're going to have a packed house internationally with people coming from all over the world. You know, and that's a fact. I mean, I already know people are making their plans from Canada and the UK and Australia and Korea and the Philippines and all over the world. People are already making their plans to be in Las Vegas the last week in October. It's going to be just an incredible, incredible event. And I know that we will have, as we always have in the past two events we had in February and June, we've always had some major announcements to show and to introduce people to new things that we're doing. And I would say, to give you a little hint, that you will see some major expansion upon the MAP program and the mobile app and some of the things that we're going to be building upon on those platforms, which are going to be major, major for Savion. I'm really, really excited about the introduction of the MAP platform, our merchant advertising platform, and our Savion mobile app, which is imminently ready to be released here. We're just counting, you know, literally the hours until that will be turned on. And I believe that in October, we will have all kinds of new things that will be introduced along those platforms for sure, and much more, of course, which, of course, you know, if I give any more hints, then I won't give you a reason to come to Las Vegas, Brad. So I'm going to have to cut it off right there.
You got to tease them a little bit, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Steve, really appreciate you taking the time out to join us tonight here on Cashback Radio. We know you have the webinar coming up tonight. What do you have on the docket tonight? What's coming up on the webinar?
The webinar tonight is the Global Travel Membership. And, you know, that's one thing that's new this past few weeks with Savion moving forward, as we did with the new MAP program and the GRSM, our Global Retail Shopping Membership. We are kind of changing up the webinar schedule. Instead of being a one product presentation 5 nights a week, we've split it up now, and we now have a schedule where Sunday night and Wednesday night are reserved for the MAP, the Merchant Advertising Platform presentation. Monday night and Thursday night is reserved for the Global Retail Shopping Membership, and Tuesday night is reserved for the Global Travel Membership. So we now have, you know, our base of products is expanding here at Savion, and we want to make sure people have an opportunity to learn about all of them. So we split up the week now of the 5 days into three different product presentations. So tonight it's about the Global Travel Membership.
Good stuff. I like it a lot. And, you know, if you haven't checked out Steve yet in his webinars, what have you been waiting for? Number one, you've been missing a lot. And two, you miss a great job for what Steve does, because he always does a great job with it. So definitely be sure to tune in to the webinars Sunday through Thursday night. Steve, thanks so much for your time tonight here on the show. We really appreciate it. Best of luck to you going forward as we continue along here on the Summer of Savion.
Thanks, Brad, for having me. I enjoyed being here.
You got it, Steve. All the best.
Thank you.
And there he goes. Once again, Savion Chief Marketing Officer Steve Gwecki joining us tonight here on Cashback Radio. That's going to do it for tonight's show. We will talk to you next week. Another reminder, you can always keep up with the show on demand. The link is cashbackradiolive.com. Follow me on Twitter at Brad Dalius, D-A-L-I-U-S. That'll do it. Keep living the dream. I'll talk to you next week.